I wouldn't. Okay. But you can't call it that.
Okay, what are the things that are around the hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Okay. And what's the sweet white stuff that would you would spread over a coffee cake?
Whipped cream.
Or?
Cool Whip.
Okay, how about if it's made out of sugar and water, it's sort of...
Icing.
Okay. And what about the same stuff that's spread over donuts? What would you call that?
Icing.
Okay, what would you call a rectangular frosted donut?
Rectangular. Cake.
Okay, have you heard of a Long John?
No.
Okay, what would you call a donut that had jelly in it?
A jelly roll.
Okay. Have you heard of a Bismarck?
No.
Okay. And what would you call a twisted donut?
A twirl.
Have you heard of a cruller?
A crawler.
Cruller? Okay. If a woman is washing her dishes, she might remove her...
Or a ring.
Okay, did you ever...
A finger.
Do you have any special names for a very large or pretentious ring?
A rock, diamond, so.
Okay. Well, this is about clothes. What would you call pants that come to right above your knee?
Shorts.
Okay. What if they come to below your knee?
Bermuda shorts.
If they're here.
Knickers.
Okay, so describe knickers to me.
Pants that George Washington never sport. They really come right below your knees. Some of them are tied. But if you cut them off yourself, you sport them. Or your long socks, or your no socks at all.
Okay. And Bermuda shorts or what?
It's colorful pants that come a little, almost down to your knees. Not too short, not too long. What old man most of wear.
Okay. And what do you call the shorts that are?
Hot pants.
Okay. Now, would you use that for both men and women style?
Yeah.
Okay, what about clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay, and as a child, your older brother might give you clothes. What would you call those?
Hand them down. I don't know. Just hand-me-down clothes.
Okay. Do you have a name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Duds. Rags. Studs.
Okay. And how would you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
How would you store them in the closet?
Yeah, you have to put them in something.
Yeah, I'll put them in the, I don't know the name of it, your zip bag, and put some mothballs things in the zip bag, hang them up in the closet.
Okay. Is there a different name for the lightweight kind of bag that you might get at the cleaners?
The plastic bag.
Okay, and how about the kind that you carry on an airplane, you close it and carry on an airplane?
A suitcase? Oh, you have your grip bag, your gripper.
What's that?
Ooh, a bag with football players mostly have. You keep your shaving things and your deodorant, your towels, house shoes, stuff like that. Little small item.
Okay. And what do you wear on your feet?
Shoes.
Can you describe some different kinds?
Oh, you have your... What's dress shoes or just casual? Any kind of shoes?
Just different names of shoes that you would...
Your stack heels. They're your pottering shoes.
They're your what?
Your pottering shoes. Okay. That's your 5 feet, they'll make you 6 feet. If you're 6 feet, they'll make you 7. And you have your tennis shoes, your Converse, your different things, different names, you know. Yeah, slides, something that you can walk around in. So if you want most of my dress shoes, all of my dress shoes really are stack heels.
Mm-hmm. So those can be men and women's?
Yeah.
Okay, and can you tell me about some different kinds of hairstyles, men and women's, and black and white hairstyles?
White, you have your permanent, your long style. And with white ladies, mostly white women, they have their knot, not your love knot, your hair rolled up and hang down about right here. I don't know what you call that thing, but I see most of white dudes are wearing their hair long, real long now.